This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently? The boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, friends, you know, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. I mean, even the enemies of America know that, and that's exactly what they're doing, attempting to create domestic insurrection through CNN, these outlets, and this criminal administration. We'll get to that in just a minute. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls, and we welcome you to the show. We appreciate you. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And, folks, if you'd like to check us out online real quick, please do. We got lots to talk about this hour. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Sam, for some reason, there's a hollow echo going on in here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Friends, you can also check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media. As well, friends, you can also go to Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E. Again, friends, we have about 170,000 friends interacting, attempting, and doing their best, waiting for God to intervene on our behalf as we do that all we can do, and then we leave the results up to Him and Him alone. Faith Without Works is dead, so therefore, there you go. Faith Without Works is dead, therefore I'm going to show you my faith by my works, and then we expect God to move, and that's exactly what He promised to an obedient nation and unto an obedient people. In saying that, friends, it's craziness going on in this world right now. Absolute craziness in America, namely because it's all being created by the communist through that totalitarian mindset that we talk about quite a bit, trying to create insurrection, domestic insurrection. Bradley, that's just way out there. No, if you look at what King George did when our forefathers threw him off along with 13 colonies and less than 3% of the population, they pointed their finger back at the tyrant king and said that he was attempting to create domestic insurrection, as did he use mercenaries to attempt to kill off his opposition, did King George, that tyrant that our forefathers threw off. Nothing new under the sun. We go back to dictators, namely Hitler. We see that he used the jihadist as well, friends, and we talked about that as well. Who's creating the chaos? Well, rest assured, friends, what you have is you have a criminal administration. Even today, just talking about concerning the Ferguson issue, what they do is they promote it in the north and they denounce it in the south, and that's exactly what's happening right now. The president's on TV just saying, you know, basically what we have to do is we're ruled by law here, and we're asking the police. Now listen to how he does this. We're asking the police to just take it easy on the protesters through the decision of the jury taking place in Ferguson today. Did you hear what he just did? We're ruled by law, but we're asking the police to take it easy on the protesters. What's the innuendo? And that's exactly how they operate. We know, again, folks, the history of this administration through and through is nothing but criminal. In saying that, friends, I also want to let you know I got Tim Brown, editor, writer from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, coming up here in just a minute. If you'd like to jump on the show at any time, you can. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I also wanted to highlight something really quick before we get to the Ferguson issue. Interestingly enough, remember how I shared with you in the past, friends, how this administration, if he had the support that you thought he needed, we've spent a lot of time on that because I want to pour water on what they try to create, as the big, you know, we're in power. I want to pour water on their lies continuously so that fire goes out, that people need to understand he does not have, nor does this criminal administration have the support that they claim to have. Now, in saying that, I said if he did, then why does he need the illegals to come over here? Well, we've seen his defiance a couple weeks back. We've seen what he's doing through an illegal executive order on lawfulness. Well, now, friends, what they're doing is Obama's HHS secretary encourages illegals to sign up for Obamacare. Do you see what he is doing, friends? He's bringing forth the illegals. This is exactly what dictators do to a T. They are taking away from the haves to give to the have-nots. That's why the borders are wide open, because what they want to do is they want to allure them into America, because they are attempting to overthrow your sovereignty by using the homosexuals, by using the atheists, by using the communists, by using foreign allies, by using Sharia law, by using, well, the illegals now, friends. Do you see what's taking place here? They are alluring them. The HHS secretary is encouraging the illegals, telling them, listen, if you want Obamacare, you need to understand that, you know what, there is financial assistance for you illegals, because now the criminal in chief just said it was legal. Friends, it may look like law, may smell like law, it may have the color of law, but I want to tell you something. It's not law. It is a violation of law. And that's why, again, this criminal, that's why we're calling this administration criminal, because he's not doing anything lawful. And here we are now standing back, friends, watching this administration be defiant to your face. Now they are using, again, now they are attempting to rule by force. Okay? They're using force now. They're saying, okay, this is what the deal is. They're empowering those that they want to empower until it gets to the point where the American people can no longer resist. Now, they have a long ways to go to do that, but I want you to understand something, friends. Scripturally, this is judgment to a T. This is judgment to a T. This is exactly how the Lord said things would take place. He said, if you don't want to be reproved for me by this, then I'm going to bring forth seven times more the judgments. Friends, this isn't a game. This is real deal stuff, okay? And we are in the middle of it. And I say this, we have a perfect opportunity to prove our God. We have a perfect opportunity to show off the sovereignty, regardless if man wants to pay attention to it or not. It matters not, because God's sovereignty always, regardless of what men do, overrides the sovereignty of men, which they don't have. Listen, I believe it was Jeremiah that rightly said, hey, a man within himself, he doesn't order his own steps. No, the Lord does that. That is a wise man to understand that. And we also need to understand, as Ben Franklin rightly said, that it is God, the sovereign, in Jesus' name, I add, that overrules, that is the governor of the nations. And the Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah that the government is upon the shoulders of his son. And I want to tell you something, friends, it is. He is in control. And many will say, well, Bradley, what do we do in these times? Well, the Bible tells us in the book of Psalm, chapter 11, I believe. I'm sorry, 7, where he says that he is on his throne. He is in control, friends. He knows all the well what he's doing. He is simply looking back, looking for the faithful among men to respond to his commandments so he can preserve. Because we all know that God doesn't need a majority to prevail, but he needs a minority. And if it's one man with God, like John Knox, that Scottish great reformer, that prophet of God who understood the God of heaven more than any, and so did his enemies. One man with God is always in the majority. And friends, we can do this thing, but we have to identify our enemy who is attempting to divide and conquer. And the Bible says, "In every kingdom divided against itself is brought unto desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand." Okay? So therefore, who's bringing divisive measures to pass, or attempting to, by using the state-controlled media to do just that? We're seeing that. On the other side of this break, Tim Brown, along with Ferguson, Missouri, and what's going down.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money, a code buried deep within biblical text, a code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey friends, if you want to check out Sons of Liberty Radio, we just updated the website. Got a little Christmas scene going on there, and they just said, Bradley, check out the new site. We just got it updated. It looks absolutely beautiful. It really does. Folks, right before the break, we were talking about how we're going to jump over onto the Ferguson issue. I got Tim Brown with us from Sons of Liberty Media, writer and editor. Second to none, might I add. And in saying that, he's going to join us in just a second. But I want you to listen to this really careful, because remember they said of Jesus that, well, many believe that he deceived the people, but others thought he was a good man. Right? The Bible tells us that he is the light of man. And keep in mind that all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. And Jesus said, concerning those that are wicked, he said, hey, don't worry about that. He said, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. So no matter what they try to cover up, it'll always be brought to the light. Now, it was him that brought things to the light of men, that being the Christ, who said in John 14:6 that I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He also said in the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 25, the Bible says Jesus knew their thoughts. Now, just keep in mind, here's the setting. Jesus is kicking the hell out of hell by delivering men that were possessed of the devil, the blind, the dumb, whatever the case might be. It's our job as preachers to kick the hell out by the power of the Holy Ghost to get the heaven in. But in saying that, this is what Scripture tells us. Verse 24, and when the religious hypocrites of the day heard it, this fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devil, said the self-righteous. And the Bible says in verse 25, and Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? Let me tell you how you deal with the devil. You hold his feet to the fire. They call him the lawless one, the deluder. He's the deceiver. He is he who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And by the way, that's all we've seen, folks. Call it extreme as you might, some will, but the bottom line, what's extreme is when we stand back and we watch an administration advocate domestic insurrection by continuously attempting to divide the American people. And I also want to say this before we get over with Tim on Ferguson, is the fact that, friends, as they have all of your attention concentrated as to what's going on, over as to what's going on in Ferguson, I want you to understand that these people, they love to play sleight of hand. Pay attention to what's going on outside of your country as well as what's going on inside of your country. Okay? Because they want you paying attention to everything. They want to continuously throw you the bone, and they want you to bring it back to the master. Now, what you have to do is, again, you have to use enough common sense and call their bluff and pay attention. Pay attention to what's going on outside this country right now, friends. We know that just last week we found a Russian bomber was flying around our borders. Okay? And I've said this, and I'm going to hold to this. Friends, don't forget about China and Russia. Okay, Barack Hussein Obama just got back from China, hanging out with the emperor over there. Okay, we also need to understand that they are a blueprint for the New World Order. Okay, and we also know that the little shenanigans, might I say, between Barack Hussein Obama and Putin, it's nothing but WWF at its very worst. Pay attention as to what's going on the borders right now, friends. He's got you looking at what he's doing with amnesty right now, the Benghazi things being thrown down on you. You're being inundated from every direction. Now we see this Ferguson issue coming to the light. And by the way, I want to pull up Tim Brown again, editor and writer for Sons of Liberty Media. Thank you for joining me, Tim.
Sure. My pleasure.
Isn't this absolutely amazing as to what's going on? We've seen that over the last couple weeks, you know, everybody was kind of building up to this Ferguson decision concerning the indictment, concerning the cop that actually shot this young man. And what's absolutely amazing to me is we now see that the case is closed, no charges, no indictment towards this police officer. Well, what happened is during the testimonials, eyewitnesses told the police, now listen, friends, They were actually coming forth with the information, the eyewitnesses were, saying that this young Brown was charging the police officer as a football player, head down. Okay? We didn't hear anything about that through the state-controlled media because they don't want you to hear about that. Okay? We just heard from Daddy, Michael Brown's mother. She clapped outside the station, and her daddy's stepfather changes his tune. He said, "Burn this blank down." In other words, he's talking about the city. Now, why would they say something like that? I mean, this is an issue of law, said the President of the United States. We also know, and we have it posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, the devil's minion. Why is Barack Hussein Obama hanging out with a guy like Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson? Because we all know that they're demoralizers of the faith. They couldn't make it. They couldn't be the MLK that they wanted to be. See, this is a counterfeit, friends. You remember when Martin Luther King came forth back in the 60s during the Civil Rights Movement, who was a preacher and proclaimed himself as to be that preacher man? Isn't it interesting that he said, "We're not to judge men by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." Yet we see through this administration that we're to judge men by the color of their skin and not the content of their character. What is your observation, Tim, as to what you're seeing go down in Ferguson right now? I know that you just posted another article talking about the provocateurs that were sent into Ferguson through an eyewitness that came forth. What say you?
Well, yeah, there's no doubt that the administration is using provocateurs coming in. We also have the DHS. It's known that they are doing the same thing. And then last night, I think right as Obama decided he wanted to stick his nose in it, like he has done with every one of these issues regarding race, remember
Zimmerman.
Henry Louis Gates, that resulted in the beer summit, where he called him out and really, you know, ran him through the ringer. We remember how he stuck his nose in the midst of the Trayvon Martin issue. And the funny thing is, well, it's not funny, but it is remarkable how these guys work. They take a particular issue and they focus on it to advance their agenda. I'm not saying it's good that young black men are killed every day, but the reality is the majority of them are killed by their own people.
Yep.
So to make it a racial issue, let me just give you, for instance, something that has really, I guess, been brought up recently is the death of a 20-year-old kid by the name of Dylan Taylor. Now, many listeners may not even know who that is, but he was a young white kid in Salt Lake City who was killed on August the 11th. This is 2 days after Mike Browning was killed. Now, the interesting thing was he was killed by a black police officer.
Hmm.
There are no riots going on in Salt Lake City. You didn't even hear about it in the news. Barack Obama didn't show up on television and say, hey, wait a minute. You know, we can't have black officers killing white unarmed men. Even more telling was the police were in the area looking for a man that they had been told had a gun. Now, this young guy, Dylan, is coming out of a convenience store. He's got a pair of headphones on, and he's apparently listening to music. The police tell him to get on the ground. He doesn't even hear them. He reaches in his pocket for a cell phone, and they shoot him dead.
Hmm.
Nobody made mention, nobody in the city made mention that this was racially motivated in any manner.
Well, it doesn't fit it doesn't fit their criteria. It doesn't work for their propaganda machine. And I know that, now I do know this is a fact, the American people, and by the way, it's the black population as well, they see what is going on here, friends, but the danger of this is, again, I always have to revert to this, is allotting him to go on another day. Not another 2 years, another day. Because if you think things are bad, friends, I've been saying this for 6 years. You think things are bad now? Just wait. You want to dare the justice of God by standing down and ignoring his commandments? You go for it. But I want to tell you something. Keep in mind, in the book of Exodus, it's the third commandment. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. In other words, don't say that you're a Christian if you don't practice what you preach. And if you want to know how I bring that over into the New Testament, well, it says in John 14:21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me will be loved of my Father, and I will manifest myself unto him. And if I want to bring that into contrast to obedience, to disobedience, I can just go over to 1 John and it says, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. Here's 78% of America that professes their Christianity, their love for Christ, yet they don't keep his commandments. And if we want to dare the justice of God, let's just keep rolling over, friends, because I'll tell you what, that's why we are where we're at today. And if you want to think that God is playing, rest assured, friends, go to Leviticus 26. Things are going to get much, much, much worse because God is not playing. And when we see this stuff on a continuous basis, friends, one assault after another assault, and we stand down and do nothing, whoa. You want to talk about a reason for being ashamed of the American people? Friends, there's no excuse for this. And again, friends, there's no reason that articles of impeachment have not been brought forth concerning this administration, the Al Sharptons. Oh, and by the way, let me add Joe Biden into the mix, Mr. Grouty. And taking it from there, friends, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back on the other side of this break, and we're going to continue on as to what's going on in Ferguson. And by the way, yesterday I got an email from a friend saying, Bradley, CNN is just pushing major propaganda right now. I said, that's the reason they're there.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, case closed, no charges. Eyewitnesses told police Brown charged cop like a football player head down. Of course, you didn't hear that through the state-controlled media. The prosecutor is a leftist. Michael Brown's mother collapses outside his station because she just cannot believe that the law prevailed. Stepfather changes his tune. He said, burn this blank down, B-I-T-C-H, friends. What is it about? It's not about law. Who's the racist here, friends? Who's creating this? More than this administration. Who's creating this chaos, friends? We've talked about that. Protesters overturn barricades, swarm courthouse. We will have none of these law-abiding citizens. No, because it doesn't work for the propagandists, friends. America, you are the law. Protesters block traffic on interstate. Smoldering wreckage photos come forth. Most businesses destroyed, minority owned. They're doing it to their own, friends. Cars vandalized, overturned. State senator comes in, adds fuel to the fire. He said, this is a race war. Yes, and it's advocated, it's created, it's contrived. Governor sends in more troops. Who does this work for? Chaos, chaos, chaos. Always works for corrupt government to bring in more control, more control, more control. This whole race war issue is water under the bridge. Who has resurrected it more than this president, his administration, his attorney general, Al Sharpton, and Jesse Jackson? Who, friends? This is an issue of law. And what they are doing is violating the law. Reporter in Ferguson attacked, both left and right, by the way, if you want to play that paradigm. Friends, what's going on in our country? Why is this taking place? Well, Bradley, we've seen this back in the 60s. Yep, let's go there really quick, okay? To be a part of the civil rights movement, by the way, provocateurs were sent in by J. Edgar Hoover, the head of the FBI, because he hated Martin Luther King with a passion. But these were the prerequisites to participate in the 1960s concerning MLK's movement. Meditate on the teachings of Jesus daily. Remember that nonviolent movement seeks justice, 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 and reconciliation, not just victory. Walk and talk in the manner of love, charity, 1 Corinthians 13, for God is love. Pray daily to be used by God. Sacrifice personal needs. Greed has to go out the window. Observe with both friend and foe the ordinary rules of courtesy. Seek to perform regular service for others and for the world. Refrain from the violence of fist, tongue, or heart. Strive to be in good spiritual and bodily health. Follow the directions of the movement and of the captain of the demonstration, that being Jesus Christ. Behind, as we emulate the Christ, they followed Martin Luther King Jr. But what we see today is these self-made civil rights leaders of the day, which are nothing more than communist friends. Here's their criteria. Here is what you have to do to be a part of what they're doing now in Ferguson. Meditate on the media and anything that teaches but the teachings of Jesus. Civil disobedience to just laws through force in hopes of an unjust victory. Walk and talk in the manner of thuggery and pride. Play the race card as you are enslaved through deception by a godless criminal administration daily. Sacrifice the needs of others. Gain is the goal. Send threats to those who disagree with you. Seek to have it your way at all costs. Lie if you have to. Use fear and force. Strive to take from others because you deserve what you take. It's yours. Take from the haves and give to the have-nots. Follow the directions of the unconstitutional and unlawful administration. That's how you destroy a country, the latter. The latter, friends. I'm going to play a piece from you. From Fox News. When Rachel Maddow came after my ministry, I want to show you how they do this. And the way I'm going to do that is I'm going to bring forth the Trayvon Martin case. With Zimmerman, and I'm going to bring forth the telephone call, and then I'm going to ask you your take on that, Tim, right when I get back with this. You ready for this, Buggy?
The network defamed him when it edited the recording of his 911 call to police about the death
Zimmerman
of Trayvon
Martin.
Zimmerman's attorneys accused the network of intentionally making Zimmerman sound like a
MSNBC.
Racist. Now, here is the edited version.
This guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black.
All right, sounds like he's volunteering the issue of race there. Well, listen to the unedited, real conversation.
This guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something. It's raining, and he's just walking around looking about.
Okay, and this guy, is he white, black, or Hispanic?
He looks black.
Firstly, now, is that not interesting, friends? This is how they play the game. This is how they serve it up to the American people. Tim, you heard it. You understand what's going on. And taking a look at Ferguson right now, I got to ask you the question, with all the inside information that you might have, got an inside friend with Tim Brown, what is it that you see here, Tim?
Now, the media is complicit in a lot of this, too. One of the things, as you played there, where they played the race card on Zimmerman, they've also worked up some things within the media concerning Officer Wilson. Today, I think there were several sites that were carrying pictures that had been released after he was taken in and examined. And for the most part, you can see where he was hit in the face. But this was just, you know, literally moments after, definitely within hours of his confrontation of Michael Brown. So everybody knows you get in some kind of fight like that, or you get hit in the face really hard, that that'll swell up over the course of a day. And so a short time after that, they've took pictures of which have been released, and you really can't tell a lot of that. There was also the story was leaked that he had that Michael Brown had broke his eye socket and all that, and later that was shown not to be the case. But the pictures are coming out, and you see this guy, he looks like he's got a little bit of red on the side of his face, but you know that over the course of the next day, that thing's going to swell up. He's going to have a shiner. He's probably going to be swollen up on his face, and nobody took pictures of that. Nobody showed that.
Tim,
it's as though he's not been hurt.
Yeah, Tim, let me interject this real quick because this is right up in front of my face. This is on Drudge Report right now. Brown said to the cop before he shot, "You're too much of a blank to shoot me." And he used the word, the women's genitalia. He said, "You're too much of a blank to shoot me." So he was tempting the cop as he was charging him as a football player. Again, friends, this isn't an issue of color. This is an issue of law. And I'm tired of this. But say on.
Yeah. Well, as far as what's going on now, Michael Brown is before the judge who is holy and righteous and just, who will not go let his deeds go unpunished. So we can rest assured of that. As far as what's taken place as a result of this, well, let's just go and look at the parents. And I think this is something that we as parents have to consider very seriously, and that is the fact that we're to train our children, we're to correct them. And, you know, it was the end of October where it came out Michael Brown's mother and her little gang shut down her grandma's business. They assaulted a cousin with a metal pipe, and they stole $1,400. Now, the Bible tells us the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother shame. And when the wicked are multiplied, transgression increaseth, but the righteous shall see their fall. Correct thy son, and he'll give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. But I don't see any of that, anything remotely like that, that comes from Michael Brown. He brought a reproach on his parents, and I think it's because his parents didn't do what the Bible says and instruct him in righteousness, give him wisdom, correct him, discipline in him. And I think everything that's come out about that family we can trace right back to. People can mock the Bible all they want to, but there is wise instruction in there of how we deal with our children and how we lead them. And I think this family has exhibited that. That's not to pour salt in the wound on them by any means, but it is just... it is a reality.
Yeah, well,
and we're seeing that.
Yeah, well, Jesus said wisdom is justified by her children.
Of course it is.
You know, yeah. And when we see this, train up a child in the way he will go or she will go, and when they were old or when they are old, they will not depart from them. And of course not. And here's the other thing, too, even going back to this kid, Michael Brown, isn't it interesting that when you look at the video of him in the store pushing his weight around and then to deny the fact that he's tempting and daring a cop to shoot him as he charges him with his head down as a football player, what do you suppose someone should do in response, regardless if he's black, white, yellow, pink, purple, green, grape? I don't care.
Oh, I'm very straightforward about that. That is why you should be armed.
Oh, absolutely.
When the first riots took place in Ferguson, there were a couple of stores that weren't even touched because the people came out, black business owners came out, were armed, and stood in front of their establishments to ensure nobody was going to mess with them. And yet, what we're being told today is, no, you can't take care of things yourself. We'll have to send in the National Guard. We have to militarize the police force. And decide, no, you let people deal with their own property, and you let them defend that, and you let them defend their neighbors and their family and such, and people will do it. You encourage that. That will stop. That will put a stop to that stuff real quick. But instead, since people, like what you said, since people won't follow the law, and I really believe we have a biblical mandate to be armed. It is a part of protection, at least for us as dads and husbands, we're to protect. And if we'll do that, if we'll be lawful in that, and all that goes along with it, we'll defend ourselves. We'll protect ourselves, thank you very much.
Amen.
And we'll call Adam 12 in, you know, if there's any problem afterward, they can file a report.
And it's interesting, you're going to defend yourself a lot better than a cop that doesn't know you or care about you the way that you care about yourself and your family. Folks, we got Tim Brown, Senior Editor and writer over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Did you like that, Tim?
I like that.
We appreciate you. We got one more segment, folks. Again, thank you, Tim Brown. On the other side of this break, folks, I want to go through what they required to participate, to be a part of the 60s movement one more time. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out the new Christmas page on Sons of Liberty Radio. Tell us what you think.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is James White.
And I'm Jason Van Tatenhove.
And we're from the Liberty Brothers Radio Show and thelibertybrothers.com. You know, we've had the pleasure of interviewing many fine guests on the Liberty Brothers. One of my favorites, Bradley Dean. I really appreciate his dedication and his fire.
You know, the guy's just an inspiration to us all.
He is. So please make sure you check out Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back again, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Check out the brand new website. Just posted it just now. Our website designer did an awesome job. He said, go ahead and check it out. And I looked at it and I said, nice. That looks great. It looks great. Hey, I got a question, and I want to propose it to you. Some of you might be saying, Bradley, why are you so lit like this? I don't know. Hey, Sam, can you go get my co-host really quick? Yeah, I just got a question to ask her. Folks, I'm passionate about what we've been given. I'm thankful for what we have been given. This is not hard for anybody that studies the Word of God to see. The Lord said that He would give us eyes to see and ears to hear. And He does that by the Holy Ghost. He does that by His anointing that teaches us all things and guides us into all truth and gives us perfect knowledge of every circumstance and opportunity that comes before us. And it's really not hard to figure it out, even in the natural. When I go to look at a tree that's called an apple tree, guess what it's going to bring forth, friends? It's going to bring forth apples. And the Bible tells me that, again, in common sense does, and I see this every day in my life, that a good tree cannot bring forth bad fruit. And a bad tree cannot bring forth good fruit. And so, therefore, when we see the fruit fall from this administration over and over and over again, in its unlawful ways, it doesn't take a genius to figure out who's doing all of this. And she's really echoey again, Sam. And I just wanted to ask you the question. I'm listening to myself over the first, you know, one and two segments here, and I'm just lit. I'm jacked about it. Do I not ask you quite a bit, as you being around me quite a bit, that Why aren't other people angry about what's going on? Where's the righteous indignation from the people that are supposed to be Christians and patriots and conservatives? Why are they okay to just debate away who we are? It's like this all the time.
Yeah, I know. It's a frustrating experience because of the fact that when you look at, usually throughout history, you see men and women who are really passionate about making sure, mic up a little bit, Sam, about making sure that, you know, things in this world were taken care of. I mean, you look at the revolution, you had George Washington. When you look at, you know, Martin Luther King Jr., you look at Martin Luther, you look at William Wilberforce, you look at Catherine Booth, you look at men and women throughout the ages who have been passionate about God's call for their lives, what the Lord called them to do on this earth. And it's frustrating when you go to other people and it's like, well, you know, there's not much we can do, and, you know, people aren't really angry against it. I mean, if you think about it, you know, going along the lines of what you're saying, but just a little bunny trail here, 4,000 babies a day, as you say every day, are being murdered on a daily basis, and where is the uproar?
You know, it's interesting, in bringing that back to Ferguson, he's trying to play the black advocate, this president is, yet he's the one advocating the murder of the black population along with the Hispanic population, those that, that he's appealing to. It's like Hispanic brothers and sisters and black brothers and sisters, why don't you wake up as to what this administration is really advocating? He's not playing your friends. He's simply using you to destroy is what he's attempting to do.
Yeah, and it is frustrating because when you look at especially a message like ours, which is consistently the same, usually a prophetic message is kind of like the same thing over and over and over. It's like the drum that keeps beating the same.
Well, what's the message of the world? It's the same thing. They'll talk about Benghazi for 3 years without justice being brought forth.
That's right.
And I'm saying, hey, let's take it to the other side. Here's the law. We shouldn't be talking about it. We should be acting. And if we would act, we could know peace and righteousness within our land.
That's right. People complain so much about it, but we always say, don't complain about what you tolerate. You can complain all day long about your president, about every different thing under the sun that irritates you or makes you mad or go against your values or your beliefs. But the bottom line is, until you truly stand up, I'm not talking about, you know, putting a couple good posts on Facebook or just complain to a coworker.
I've done my part.
Yeah, until you really stand up in your church, if you see a church, you're a part of a church, your congregation's doing nothing, your pastor's not speaking the truth, well, have you ever confronted him?
Oh, no. You're hearing church leaders tell people to stay out of politics.
Yeah, exactly.
When in fact, they're responsible for the politics, and the politics were given to the church, Exodus 18:21. It was given unto Moses. That's why we're based off on the Mosaic Institution.
Yeah.
Let me bring it to another type of people. What about those that say, well, I'm doing my part. There's just no trouble with what I do, though. There's no contention. There's no affliction. It doesn't need to follow. I don't need to get in that sort of trouble.
Right.
What would you say to that?
Well, I would say, listen, I was Churchill who said basically, do you have enemies? Good. That means that you stood up for something at some point in time in your life. If you've never stood up for anything wholeheartedly and truly, you're not going to have any opposition.
But that's your call. That's your call.
Well, you know, it reminds me of the lady. We were street preaching in downtown Minneapolis one day. And, you know, it takes some guts to stand up on the streets of Minneapolis, you know, on a little soapbox, you know, carton, whatever you want to call it. And you start screaming, preaching the truth of the gospel, bringing forth the Ten Commandments. And the crowd gathers around you. You got hecklers. You don't know what kind of weirdos you're going to face out there, especially on the streets of Minneapolis. And so one time this lady came up to us and she had, you know, all the right things to say and so on and so forth. And we said, well, hey, do you want to come up and preach? And she said, oh, no. The Lord is hiding me right now.
Of course.
It's like, well, I bet that's a convenient excuse.
But let me go to this again. We hail the prophets.
That's true.
We stand behind the prophets, the biblical prophets. But when we have a real prophetic voice, you know, it's just like, you know, that's just extreme. Why did they kill the prophets?
Because they took the cloak of covering off people's sin. They pointed the finger.
Like
they,
it, bring,
they brought forth
no.
the word of God. Exactly.
Yeah.
And when you look at the prophetic voices, we hail people today like Moses and John the Baptist and Elijah. Well, I guarantee if Elijah or John the Baptist would be walking in the front door of your church, your deacons most likely would usher them out,
let alone the whole congregation.
Not
just the deacons, the professors as well that are saying they're in line with the word of God. But yet you can't find a hint of trouble around that ministry, can you?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's
But we're called of Jesus just to be, well, we're a different sort of Christians that, you know, we know that scripture says those that even desire to live godly will be persecuted. That's a different kind of Christian. We're still Christians, or, you know, we know it says in the book of Thessalonians that we're appointed unto afflictions, but that just doesn't apply to us because, well, we're a different kind of ministry. You know, yet we go back and we talk about these prophets. They called Martin Luther King the troubler. They called Elijah the troubler. The Bible tells us that they did what they wanted to. Jesus said that they did what they willed with him concerning John the Baptist. because they enjoyed his life for a season. And it's also interesting to know it applies to everybody. And here's the spirit of the world, because it hasn't changed. They persecute the living ones and they praise the dead ones.
Yeah.
They persecute the living Christians, but they praise the dead ones. There's nothing worse than those that profess their Christianity that don't understand what I'm going to say next. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. There is no other way. And how do you do that? Just stand for truth. Rest assured, friends, trouble will follow.
And who said that quote? It was William Booth. None other than William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, which was completely different at its foundation than it is today. But here was a man that they made fun of, they gawked at, they laughed at, they made
they
pictures.
Raped his street teams, they killed some of his street team members, but this was the ministry that actually popped the child traffickers. They would go inside of bars and they would preach, they would stand on the corners, but that is just not, that doesn't apply today. I know, and that's why you're getting the results that you're getting, because it doesn't apply to your walk. I remember going back to the streets in Minneapolis when an older lady came up and one of the guys was up there preaching on the pulpit, the little milk container, and all of a sudden she said, "That's not my Jesus." And I looked over at her and I said, "I know, that's the problem."
That's right.
That's the problem,
exactly.
Right there, ma'am.
And when you look at, you know, William Booth and everything he faced in his life, who would know better about that opposition than him? But you know what they did was they mocked him during his life. They scorned and they ridiculed, and they used to have pictures of him dressed like a woman kicking his leg up in the air with his
thing with Spurgeon.
Yeah, with his hallelujah lassies. But then if you notice, if you ever take a look at a picture of William Booth's funeral, the streets of London
Amen.
Were lined. I mean,
Amen.
It was packed. Right next to each other. They
Amen.
Didn't appreciate that light until that light was snuffed out. And that's the sad part about it, is people don't appreciate the truth that's being brought forth.
Oh, but today, you know what happens in ministries, friends? And I'm not being critical. I'm telling you the truth. Oh, I didn't like the way he said that to me.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear so-and-so said this about you? You know, these little pansies are the problem in the church. They're the stumbling blocks in the church because, friends, they're not the church. I don't care if they look like Christians, they talk like Christians. If the fruit of a Christian is not there, friends, and I want to, you can rest assured, because when you read the book of Acts, there was nothing but tumults and uproars all over the place, every step of the way. And I'll tell you what, the Bible tells us that the enemy of our souls, he fights against those that keep the commandments of the Lord, not those that go with the flow.
That's right. And speaking of tumults and uproars, that's what Catherine Booth, William Booth's wife, said. She said, well, people say, well, we'll have tumults and we'll have uproars. And she said, bless God, the Acts of the Apostles is filled with uproars and tumults. And if we had those same things going on today for righteousness' sake, this country would be a different nation. It's nothing more repulsive than hearing people who talk big and bad, but they don't actually do anything about the problem.
But they don't have the gift. It's not the same gift. Yet the Bible tells us that we all do the work of an evangelist. That's the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, and the pastor.
And you know, the truth is the truth coming from the Bible. So whether or not you scream it from the housetops or you whisper it to your neighbor, depending upon whatever gifting you have, the truth is still the truth, line upon line, precept upon precept from the Word of God.
Catherine Booth said this, when the church and the world can jog comfortably along together, you can be sure something is wrong. The world is not compromised. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.